So, but here you are today. I'm standing there waiting for welcoming people as they come in, and you're like,
I was looking and I saw you were there.
You're wandering along, you know, not shaken, physically well. What happened?
Yeah, it's a good story, good question.
We like a good story, don't we?
Yeah, well, brace yourselves. I'll try not to spin it too long. A little bit over a month ago, I was feeling really bad. When I went down to see my girlfriend in Hertfordshire, because that's why she's at college. And to be honest with you, I love my girlfriend very much, but I wasn't looking forward to going to see her, because it's a really long way to go, and it's just really exhausting. So I went down to see her, and I've been there for a week, and I was just wiped out. I spent most of the time in my room, didn't really see anybody. One Sunday night, we were just together, and we were talking about things. And we were just talking about how hard being ill is, essentially. And not just for me. Obviously, it's hard to spend a year getting worse, no idea why you're ill, no idea how to get better. But actually, it's so much harder, I think, for those who love you, who are watching you, who are praying to God and not really seeing anything change, and not knowing why or what to do. So we had a really honest conversation, actually, about how it affected our relationship together, but also how it was affecting Becky's relationship with God. You know, she'd say, like, when I pray, sometimes I feel like I'm doing it wrong because it doesn't seem like anything's happening. Or even I feel like my prayers, I pray for something and I'm afraid to pray for you because when I pray, it seems like the opposite of what I'm praying for is happening. I'm praying for you to get better, but you're only getting worse. And I know that it's not like in her head, she knew that that's not how it worked. But when we keep on doing it, it's really discouraging.
Yeah.
And she said, I sometimes feel like, you know, I'm just not very good at praying. Which is understandable, but obviously we know that that's not how it works. God just loves to hear what's on our hearts. But she said to me, I feel like God really wants me to pray over you. I realised that I pray for you all the time, Joey. And I've prayed with you every time we're together, we pray together. But I've never actually prayed over you. And in a place like All Nations College, it's really, really easy to get other people to pray for me. Because we're in this amazing college of amazing people who have these incredible testimonies, who have seen all these wonderful things, who have done all these amazing things, and speak these incredible prayers that sound so wonderfully eloquent that, you know, God surely will listen to those above me. He said, I really feel like I need to pray for you and pray over you right now. And so she did. And she said, I feel like I need to pray over every part of your body. And you could tell as she said this that she thought it was pretty weird, but it's what she felt like she had to do, so she did. And when she says every part of my body, she was like proper thorough. So she started with my head.
Put out.
So we moved down to my shoulder. No, my neck, then my shoulders. And I thought, this is going to take all night. She carried on. But then her prayers were, I thought they were amazing. Like, they weren't full of those eloquent words. There was no demanding this, demanding that. It was just simply saying, look, God, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know how to help Joey. I don't know how to fix this. But I know that you do. Pray that you do that. If it's something medical, then I pray that you give doctors wisdom, because we know that you've given us doctors. If it's something spiritual, then we pray against them. We pray that your will be done. Whatever you want, God, we just pray for that. It's just so beautifully honest, you know, and that's what God loves when we're just honest with him. And so she prayed this really honest prayer for my head, moved to my neck, moved to my shoulders. And when she started praying, like, I'm normally quite shaky anyway, but I got really violently shaky, like, when I can't take myself all over, that'd be embarrassing. So she started to pray for my upper arm. I can't point it. Hold the microphone, there you go. That's where, you know where my brain is, you're familiar with the skeleton. There you go. My beautiful assistant on point for you. She started to pray for my upper arm, and as she did, it started to stop shaking. So I was shaking like this, and then it was just shaking from the elbow. Which was kind of weird, to be honest with you, because I couldn't control the shakes. The shakes are hard to explain, but they're like a tension inside that then just manifest in a shake, and you can't control it, it just happens, and you're just like somebody watching your body do this weird thing. And so I was there, being prayed for, watching as my arms stopped shaking. And then she prayed for my forearm, that's what it's called, and the same thing happened. And then she prayed for my hands, and the same thing. And at this point, I mean, to begin with, I just thought it was a coincidence. Like, you know, just one of those things.
But you lived with it for a long time.
Yeah. But when my hands start shaking, so now my upper body was kind of still. Like, it's just like, I don't really understand what's going on. And I gave Becky a look, and she gave me a look back, just kind of like, that's weird. Something's happening.
I hope y'all went. She's a keeper.
I said, well, let's get the rest of you sorted and we'll decide about it. Let's not be hasty. And so she carried on praying for me. And she prayed for my upper legs. You can probably work out what's coming at this point. Prayed for my lower legs. And she prayed for my feet. And when she prayed for my feet, I was completely still. Uh-huh. Apart from my toes. My toes were still wiggling around like crazy. And she thought, I'll leave them, just as a joke. She prayed for my toes as well. She was getting exhausted at this point. She's like, come on, God, you know the picture. She prayed for them. And for the first time in 15 months, I was just completely still.
Amen.
No problem.
Amen.
And to be honest with you, it still sounds weird saying that. Like, I just kind of get my head around it even now. And the weirdest thing was at that time, I still felt the same. Like, I just watched all this happen. It felt like a spectator. So I still felt that weird tension inside. I still felt this massive headache and this cloud over my head. And I just kind of sat kind of in shock for a while. And like, well, I don't know what to do now. I mean, I'm not better, but something definitely just happened. And so it spoke with Becky about it. We decided that we'd spend the next couple of days just praying about it, praying with people from the college. And over those couple of days, everything just lifted. And I became this new old Joey.
We like
it. Incredible. Oh, that's good. I like you, Nick. My ego. You know, it's funny though, like, when you're ill, when you've been ill for that long, I started to feel like I was losing who I was. Like, I couldn't remember quite who that person was. I knew that it wasn't who I was at that time. And I started to wonder if I was ever going to come back. And so it was amazing. It was like I suddenly received myself back.
Yeah.
Which it's really hard to explain, but it's just, God is amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, the amazing thing is, obviously, it was so personal that he chose just that time, just that way that Becky would know that God was speaking to her.
Yeah.
But her prayers, I mean, they were amazing. But there was nothing particularly special about them. They weren't magic words. And those prayers stood on the shoulders of hundreds of thousands of people's prayers all over the world who were praying for me.
Yeah.
And a lot of you here have been praying for me so consistently. I just want to say thank you so much. Because, like I said, it's really hard to carry on praying and see no reward. But God's not slow in our understanding of his slowness, you know. He's just working everything perfect timing.
Amen.
And you can just see how much he's done during this time. I wouldn't change it. So thank you so much. And thank you firstly because your prayers just like speak so much of your love for me. And I've always felt so loved by you, so thank you so much. Huh. And secondly, because they work. I mean,
So last question, what's next?
I don't know. Well, I haven't done any exercise for 15 months, so I've got some workout.
What's all tension to build up on that?
Mainly fitness. I get tired going up the stairs. You know?
Yeah.
But really, it's just a time of taking this time to listen to God and say, well, you're the only reason I'm standing in one piece, so whatever you want, just speak to me and I want to do that.
Praise God. Will you be around at the end of the service?
Yeah, I'll be around.
If people want you to pray for them, would you pray?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Nothing like somebody who was full of faith praying for you, is there?
Amen. Yeah.
If you want Joey to pray for you, he would love to do that.